Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all got it. So let's celebrate. Come on, Calvin, let's do this.
Now I need everybody, to clap your hands. Sing along with me.
Father,
let the people say.
Come on, let me bring you down just a little. Do you want the left and right and the middle?
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his courts with holy praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters, family and friends. You're listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, June 6, 2021. Hallelujah. Now, I'm the woman of God of this assembly, Bishop Shalene Cook, and I'm so glad that you are here with us this morning. I'm also being joined by my beautiful and anointed family, hallelujah, in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Anthony Brooks, hallelujah. We have clergy in the house, in the persons Pastor Joan Allen. So we are just praising God for each and every one of you that are here with us this morning, and we just want you to sit back, relax if you can, and get your praise on with all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Now at this time, we are going to go to prayer with our very own Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, praising you and just giving you all the praise and glory for another beautiful Sunday we are here to worship together as a family. We ask that you open up all the listeners' hearts and minds to be able to receive the message today. Lift up the speaker of the hour so that she can deliver the message that you are giving to her, Heavenly Father. We ask that you lift up those who are listening near and far so that they can receive the message that she is about to deliver to us today, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the speaker. We thank you for the ministry. And we praise you for another glorious day. Amen.
Jesus will.
Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus will? He takes care of us. He provides for us. Hallelujah. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask the faithful and the most beloved mother of this church, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth and to bring us a devotional reading from a devotional that was written by Pastor Joseph Prince. She reads with conviction, and she reads in a way that will truly touch your heart. So would you please turn your attention to the voice of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I love each and every one of you, whether you're near or far. The meditational reading is entitled this morning, God's Super Abounding Grace for You. And if you want to make a personal change, that you to us, me, coming from 2 Corinthians 9:8. The powerful lesson reads as follows. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Now, if you were in the same synagogue as the man with the withered hand, as you read about in Luke 6:6-11, how would you see him, and what do you think you would say to him? And Jesus was preaching in that synagogue when he saw the man with the withered hand. But he also saw super abounding grace around that hand for healing and wholeness. He sees differently from us. He sees the invisible. He sees that the kingdom of God is here, ever present in any situation, with super abundant supply. We see only the visible, which is tangible, temporal, and which seems so real to us. But Jesus saw super abounding grace on that withered hand for healing, because you do not tell a man with a withered hand, stretch out your hand, unless you see the supply, the super abundance for wholeness for that hand. Jesus called forth the super abounding grace to envelop that man's withered hand, and the hand was made whole. Is it possible for someone who is sick to have super abounding grace on him, and yet that super abundance of grace does not heal his body? That is because he keeps acknowledging the lack of the problem he sees. He is more concerned with that which is visible and temporal. Instead of calling forth and acknowledging and confessing the superabundance of God's grace, he confesses his negative circumstance all the time. So even though the superabounding grace is there, it is there in vain. Now, isn't that sad? Jesus called forth life, and life sprang into visibility. We must call forth what we want to see. Say, Father, I thank you that right now, though my health is under attack, there is superabounding grace available for my healing and health. I call it forth and receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen. My friends, don't be conscious of what you see, lacking or missing. Be conscious of God's superabounding grace for you and avail yourself to it. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thoughts for the day? See the kingdom of God ever present in every situation with superabundant supply for you, me, and everyone that lives and breathes. Thank you, Father God, for this day.
Wow.
Yeah. Yo.
name of Mario Winans. And this is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yeah, I bring to you my auntie, CC Winans. Yo, CC, drop that verse.
That you think you can't pray after that mistake, but I know it's the only way you can make it better. And I know situations get too much for you to take, and you feel like you gon' break, and it makes you say, I can't take it. Ooh. Ooh, I think it better. Ooh. I'm so frustrated, but it's gonna be okay, 'cause you got someone in your corner. Ooh. Gonna be there for.
Once again, hallelujah to everyone that is here with us this morning. We're just giving our honor to God. Hallelujah. We just want to give honor to all of you, the clergy that is present, and to all of you, God's elect. It is now prayer time here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we as a family, we just come together on one accord to stand in the gap for our brothers and sisters all around this globe. This is a time when we lift up our unsaved loved ones, family, and friends. This is the time when we take before the Lord all of our concerns, and we lay it on that cross, at the foot of that cross, and we leave it there. Because here at the Spirit of Life Praise and Worship Experience, when we pray, we expect God to move. And we pray knowing that he is able to do exceedingly and abundantly more than we can even think to ask. So right now, I am going to ask our beautiful sister apostle, Apostle Zeta Flowers, to come forth at this time and lead us in this morning's prayer.
Hello, and God bless you, everyone. Let us go into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we come to you this morning. with all of our concerns, because we know that everything that concerns us concerns you. So we come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, humbly before you, because we know that you are our great God, and we can come to you in any situation, circumstance, problems, world issues, all of these things, hallelujah, that we are affected by. And so we come to you this morning, Lord, asking that you would move in a mighty way, that you would move in a supernatural way, God. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We lift up people all around the world. Hallelujah. Every country, we lift it up to you this morning. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. There are so many things, Lord, that we would like to do, but we cannot do. But we know that you can, because we know that you are more than able. And so we lift up these situations to you, Lord. They are many. They are numerous. They are countless. And so we lift them up to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the situations in each country and all over the world, the things that are going on that shouldn't be going on. Hallelujah. We speak peace, peace, hallelujah, into our nations in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, we pray for peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. Let there be peace. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we know that you can just speak the word and everything will come together. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Oh, God. Hallelujah, you can say, peace be still. Hallelujah, and there will be peace. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We lift up those, Lord, that are still, hallelujah, suffering from the effects of the COVID-19.
Yes,
we ask, Lord, that you would bless,
Jesus,
that you would continue to heal, that you would continue to protect those of us, hallelujah, that have not had it. Those of us that have been protected, continue to protect your people all over,
God,
in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, oh, God, we come against all of these conditions of the world especially that are caused by man. We ask, Lord, that you would move in these situations in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We lift up those, hallelujah, that are shut in. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We lift up those that are in the hospital. Oh, God, we ask that you would have mercy in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Allow them to know about you, those that don't know about
Lord.
You, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, use your health workers in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Especially those that know you, God, that they might speak a word, hallelujah, into your people. Hallelujah, that don't know you, those that are sick, those that are shut in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord, that you would move in the prisons and the jails, hallelujah. Rehabilitation places, in Jesus' name, that these people will be touched. In the name of Jesus, we know, God, that your desire is that we all be saved. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So touch everywhere, everyone, in the name of Jesus. We lift up our unsaved loved ones to you this morning. Hallelujah. We lift them up, Lord. We may not can reach some of them, but we know that you can. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you can. Oh, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Send the right ones, Lord, into their pathways, that they may be touched. Hallelujah. That they may turn, hallelujah, from their ways and choose to walk in your ways, in the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. We lift up
Lord.
Your service today. We ask, Lord,
that you would
move in a mighty way. In the name of
Jesus,
that you would touch people everywhere. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. All over the world. Hallelujah. Touch Panama today. In the name of Jesus. Other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Move over in India. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Where there has been quite an epidemic. Oh, God. Move in their behalf. In the name of Jesus.
Lord.
Heal. Hallelujah. Bring
right
them
now,
to you, Lord.
Let
this be a great mission, or even a greater mission field, hallelujah, than it has been. Hallelujah, that many will turn to you, God, in the name of Jesus.
Lord God.
in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We know, hallelujah, that they can be changed. And so we thank you this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
This morning. We lift up the Spirit Alive people that are listening in right now. We lift up those that are part of Spirit of Life ministry.
Yes, Lord. Touch Jesus. Bless them,
Bishop Shirlene Cook. Hallelujah.
Bless
we ask,
you.
Lord, that you would move, hallelujah, in the family, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Those that are sick, hallelujah. Those that are going through. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for healing this morning. We ask,
right
Lord,
now.
For miracles this morning.
Right
we
now.
We pray, Lord, that you would move in a miraculous way because you are
yes.
yet a miracle working God. And
yes,
so we
you
trust
are.
You, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We call forth miracles right now.
Right now.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
in the
sir.
Name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In spite of what the doctors have said, we know
Come
that
on.
You are the great physician. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
sir.
Know that you can change things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can change it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There doesn't have to be a prognosis. Hallelujah.
That's right.
A diagnosis. Hallelujah. You can fix it all, God. And so we're
yes,
asking that you do just that in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, God.
Have
you
your way,
in
Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Touch every ministry that is connected in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless your leaders. In Jesus'
yes,
name,
Lord.
And bless the followers in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
of
Jesus.
Let your will be done. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In Jesus' holy and righteous name, touch the speaker today. Let the anointing flow, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus. Hallelujah. Move, hallelujah, by your spirit. Hallelujah. Holy
yes.
Spirit, we welcome you. You are
welcome.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Into this place, into our lives. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you for what
thank
you're
you,
doing
Lord.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Thank
Lord.
You. Hallelujah, for what you're doing. Hallelujah, those that stand in need of a breakthrough. Hallelujah,
yes.
Let the breakthroughs come in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Allow your people to just trust you and receive what they need right now, whatever the need is.
Right now,
let
Father.
Let the needs be met in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen and amen.
Amen. Let the church of God say amen. Give God some praise up in here today. Hallelujah. Glory.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
see, it's important to understand that just because God allows things that may not be good to us does not mean that it's not good for us. See, a parent fails if the child never learns how to fly. I hope I'm talking to somebody today. on time.
I can feel that it won't be long.
When I look over my shoulder, I remember.
Every time you delay my dreams, you are protecting me. All these times you made me strong.
You even had a plan before time began. Come on!
I can see that you have a plan.
Like this one right here.
Oh, that's what real fathers do.
That's what real fathers do.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from you.
Somebody needs to know.
It's alright.
It's alright. I can't see.
God, your ways are better than mine.
So whatever.
So whatever you see.
Please.
Keep working on me.
I have one request. Come on.
Promise me you'll hold me close.
And don't ever.
Don't ever let me go.
Hold me.
Don't let me go.
Hold me. But can you
take away from me? Make me the one that you died for.
Yes.
To my heart they lead in the brighter day. Help the world see we need you more.
In another lifetime. Come through.
I wouldn't expect nothing less from you. From you.
Hey!
It's alright.
Come on!
You're not always understand why.
Your ways are not my ways.
Love can bring tears to your eyes.
Working on me. Your neighbor and say,
oh,
neighbor.
Neighbor.
If God is our Father,
that makes us family.
Yeah. How can you love God?
How can you love God?
And not love me?
And not love me.
Get yourself together. Come on.
Get yourself together. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And instead of asking you to retrieve your Bibles, because I'm going to be coming from several different places today, I'm going to ask you to retrieve something to write with and to write on, and you can jot these scriptures down as they are introduced to you. But before I do anything, let me pray. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus that you would completely remove me from self, step into this body of clay and teach your children what you would have them to know about you. Father God, I pray that you will use this message to edify, empower, impact, and activate your saints to live a more abundant life in you. And then, Lord God, if somebody doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin, I pray that today would be the day that they would come and ask you to be their Lord and Savior. And, Father, I thank you in advance for the souls that will be won today, because we know that your word doesn't come back void. And we know that your word does what it sets out to do. So, Lord, I just pray this and all other things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This morning, saints, I'm going to be talking to us about knowing our Heavenly Father. For you see, the month of June is the time when we remember and recognize the importance of fathers. Now, Lexus and Buick would have you to believe that every good father needs one of their high-quality cars so that he can get back and forth to work to provide for his family. Craftsman would have you believe that every good father needs their tools for all of those odd and end jobs that he's going to have to do around the house. However, even the best father can't give us all that we need as a person. But when God, the perfect father, becomes our father, all of this changes, because our Heavenly Father, he gives us the royal treatment. Jesus said in John 14 and 9, he who has seen me has seen the Father. So what is the significance of having God as our Heavenly Father? Well, having God as our Father changes everything about us. You see, after his resurrection, Jesus appeared to Mary in the garden, not far from the empty tomb. And at first sight, she didn't recognize Jesus. But he made himself known to her as the risen Lord. And then on down in John chapter 20, verse 17, he introduced her, to her, the most profound concept with these words. He said this: I ascend into my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Yeah. Jesus was saying that because of what he had done, God could be her Father as well as his Father. You see, as a result of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, it is now possible for you and I to be reconciled to God as our Heavenly Father. Glory to God. Yeah. And every child has a need for belonging. But there is only one kind of family relationship that can ever completely fulfill our need for belonging, and that is the family of God. Becoming a part of God's heavenly family provides the only opportunity for real fulfillment, real love, real joy, real peace. And God offers each of us a place in his heavenly family. He says, come out from among them and be separate, and I will receive you and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. At 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 17 through 18. Now, I have a question for you. How does this statement affect you personally? How can God become your Father? Well, you must have a new birth to get a new life. You see, when you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are born again in the Spirit of God. And at that moment, your Creator God becomes your Heavenly Father. You become a part of the grandest family of all, the family of God. And since last week, my beautiful sister Evangelist Kathy broke it down like this, because it was beautiful. She said, when you come to Christ, you are as a newborn baby. You see, you no longer have a past, because you are now a new creation in Jesus Christ. Yeah.
You see, you will no longer serve the world or partake in its vices or its ideologies, because the old sin man has been put to death and you are now alive in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Now God is your father and you are his child. Paul writes, having predestined us into the adoption of the children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. You know, that's found in Ephesians 1 and 5. People often wonder what God's will is for their life. Well, I would pretty much say this verse makes it very clear regarding at least one aspect of his will. What does God want? God wants you.
Yeah.
God wants you to, he wants to bring you into a vital union of an intimate relationship with him. Therefore, him being the loving, kind, awesome, phenomenal father that he is, he made provisions for us to be a part of his family.
Yeah.
And when we accept Jesus Christ, God adopts us into his family. And you know what? It gives God great pleasure for us to be one of his children. He is delighted to be our father, and he wants to lavish all his tender love and care upon us. As a child of God, we are now a recipient of the Heavenly Father's unconditional love and acceptance. Being a member of the family of God also provides us with a permanent place of belonging. Why? Because God himself has chosen you. Therefore, you are needed, you are wanted, and you are very special to him because you are truly loved by him. See, God isn't like the world, you know. They love you and accept you as long as they can get something from you. They may love and accept you as long as you go along with their program. They may love and accept you as long as you're willing to look the other way while they're in the sin that they're in. They may love and accept you as long as you don't challenge them on their walk with the Lord. But you see, God, you don't have to worry about that with God, because he's chosen you.
Yeah.
And he wants you to know, you don't have to worry about being accepted, because he's accepted you. You were accepted before the foundation of the world in Christ Jesus. You were made beloved in Christ Jesus. See, folks love to use cliches. If you want something done, you have to do it yourself. Well, Jesus was the first one to say that. You see? I'm going to go down here, and I'm going to choose these people to be reconciled back to myself. Why? Because God so loved the world. And he so loved his Jesus, his only begotten son, Jesus. You know how I know? Because when Jesus was baptized, the Heavenly Father came down, and he said, "This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased."
Yes, Lord. Yes.
God, the Father, affectionately referred to his firstborn as son.
Yes.
And he now calls you by the very same name as our Lord. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
1 John 3 and 1 lets us know that we have a new name. When we become the child of God, a new name has been written in God's book of life.
Yeah,
yeah. Hallelujah. He takes away from us our slave name to sin, and he gives us a new name.
Yeah.
A new name that we will carry around for all of eternity.
Yeah, yeah.
God talks to us in terms of endearment. It might sound astounding, but it's true. God calls you his son or daughter. This is a term of endearment, which the Father used for his only begotten son, Jesus.
Yeah.
And now it's bestowed upon all of us. Look what it says in Galatians 4 and 5, that we might receive the adoption of the Son. Yes, you have been adopted into the family of God. So now we are children of God, and God is our proud papa. And because we are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Now let me tell you something. The word Abba, it's from the ancient Arabic language commonly spoken in Jesus' day. It is an intimate, affectionate term. Someone like our word daddy. So because you have been granted the same filial relationship as Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit causes you to view God as Abba, Father. In other words, a.k.a. Daddy God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's my Daddy God. No, you are not blaspheming when you call God Daddy. He is our Daddy. And he is a proud Daddy at that. And he has a right to be proud because he created us and everything else down here.
Yes.
He's the only one that has a right to be pleased with something. And then, not only does he give us the gift of family, belonging, relationship, he gives us the royal treatment. He gives us the privilege of sonship. See, through Jesus, we become sons and daughters of the living God. And the privilege of sonship is the greatest honor that the Father can bestow upon us. He has chosen us to be a part of his family, to be one of his very own children. Now, sonship is not something you have to wait until you die to go to heaven to receive, just like that abundant life I've been telling you about. Uh-uh. You can receive that right now. It begins right now. That abundant life begins right now. It says, now are we the sons of God.
Yes.
It doesn't say one day we're going to be the sons of God. It says now. Now is the time of salvation. Now. And this is an amazing fact, thanks to God. It's amazing. Every time I consider it, I just, you know, it just blows my brain out. I'm overwhelmed. And sometimes when I attempt to share with others, I get choked up because God picked me.
Yeah.
Me. Sinful. Filthy. Me. He chose me. And he granted me the privilege of being his daughter.
Yeah.
You know what? You might want to take a second and just sit back and think about what being a son or daughter to Christ Jesus, to Father God, has meant to you. You see, when you become a part of God's family, you enter into the heavenly kingdom. It's a spiritual kingdom, an eternal kingdom. It is not of this world. When we become his children, when we begin to know him, truly know him, as our heavenly Father, we will come to know that we have been ushered by God himself into the heavenly realm by a spiritual birth. And the kingdom of God now lives within us. God's kingdom has come into our hearts, and our heart has become his throne. Our heart is now the abode of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are seated together with Christ in the heavenly realm. So declares Ephesians 2 and 6. And although we are still in this physical world, we are no longer of this world. And although we, hallelujah, have to go through trials and tribulations, we know that we're not going through it alone because we have Daddy God on our side, and he never sleeps, he never slumbers, he never misses a memo.
Yeah.
Nothing comes as a shock to our Father. Oh, somebody needs to hail King Jesus this morning.
Yes, yes, glory.
You know, God gives us the opportunity to become a part of the ultimate family.
Yeah.
But unfortunately,
most Christians have yet to really comprehend that. Now, you say, what, Bishop? How they can't comprehend? Well, this is more of a common dilemma than we might think. For instance, I have friends, you know, in high places that they consider, that the world considers high places, you know. And I have a friend that, you know, she had been to this college and university, and there was this sorority, and, you know, she wanted to get into this sorority because her mother had been in this sorority and her grandmother had been in the sorority. So membership into this sorority had been a family tradition for several generations. So it was important for her to get into this sorority. However, once she began to discover the significance of being a part of the family God, of the family of God, and with the true our true identity in Christ, praise Jesus, that sorority lost its appeal. You see, she realized that she no longer needed that earthly status symbol. So she gave up pursuing that membership into the sorority so she could enter into a relationship with Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So it's decision time, you know? Perhaps you need to make a similar decision, you know? Perhaps you need to stop trying to get your needs met from lesser things when you are a part of the greatest one of all. To maybe today you need to settle it once and for all. When you receive Christ, you belong to the most elite group of people in the world, God's family. The beauty of this is that God's family is all-inclusive. Yes, sir. No, there's no secret codes. There's no secret handshakes, nods, symbols, none of that. It's all-inclusive. The Lord said, whosoever will, let them come. Being a part of God's family is available to everyone. As the Father in the story of the prodigal son illustrates, God's arms are open wide. He's waiting for you to come home. He's waiting for you to return to your first love. He created you out of love, and he wants you to return to that love. He wants you to allow him to be your father so that he can love on you, protect you, provide for you, hallelujah, like you have never been loved, protected, and provided for before. Today, now, you need to if you don't know Jesus, in the pardon of your sin. Today is the day. You need to give your life to Christ. You need to go home, prodigal daughter. You need to go home, prodigal son, and tell Father, I've sinned against you. And watch how fast he forgives you and loves on you.
Yes, he will.
And have all the angels in heaven rejoicing because you have returned home.
Yes, he will.
See, he's a real father.
Yes.
He said, I want my babies home.
Yes.
So today, whether you're in the studio, you're in these chat rooms, I don't care where you're sitting, if you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin, I'm going to bring someone forth right now to really lay it down for you, because she does it in a beautiful and a special way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Evangelist Kathy Horton to come on forward and extend that invitation to whosoever will receive it. Amen. Evangelist Kathy.
God bless you, and God bless all the listeners. Those of you who want to be part of this family, it's a wonderful thing. No greater blessing than you can receive than to be a part of the family. Jesus,
the devil is a lie.
And you know what? He does not like it when the saints of God come forth. Her call dropped, but she will be back. And in the meantime and in between time, guess what we're going to do, saints of God? Keep on praising him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to keep right on praising him. So we're going to go right on up here, and we're going to let the saints, okay, hallelujah. We're going to keep right on praising God because the devil is a lie. Watch this. Come on back in the room, Sister Evangelist. Hallelujah.
God bless you. That was the devil. It just dropped. Saints of God, a new baby saint. You're a new creature in Christ. The Bible tells you, if you confess in Romans 10 and 9, if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So this is what I want you to do. Out of your heart and believe. Repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me all my sins and all my righteousness. I believe that you sent your son, Jesus, to save me. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord of my life. Thank you for sending him. Thank you for saving me. And thank you, Lord, for all my blessings now and in the future. In Jesus' name. Now, if you said that and believe it, congratulations. You're part
Hallelujah.
Of the family. The Bible tells us that when we believe and say these things, we have a new life. It's like a,
yeah.
it's like a slate. You know when you wash, you know when you write on the chalkboard, the teacher write on the chalkboard, and she wipes it off, it leaves a residue. It leaves that chalk residue. But God doesn't do that. He washes you clean. You have no past. All you have is future. Like that baby. A baby has no past. All you have is future. So your future
yeah.
is bright and gone. And on this new slate, on this new chalkboard, he going to write a new story on you.
Yes.
Your name is now in the book, in the Lamb's Book of Life. We got a new story to write, and praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord, I'm thankful that you're part of it. And remember,
yes.
you're a new creature, and your past don't matter anymore. If anybody brings
That's
them up,
right.
I'm a new creature. I'm a new creature. God got me. Amen. Glory
yes.
to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless these new converts that have come in and believed. Lord, bless them. Come close to them. Speak to them, Lord, where they will understand it's you talking. Help them walk upright and holy in your sight. And when you speak to them, that they be quick to obey in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And fill them with your Holy Ghost that you might use them to your glory. And, Father, we give you the honor and we give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Beautifully, beautifully done. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, my saints, my brothers, my sisters, it is now time for you to put your praise on it. And the way this works, if this is your first time in our sanctuary on a Sunday morning, if you would kindly press 1. On your keypad, and that way Bishop will know that you would like to put your praise on it. You just want to touch and agree, hallelujah. You just want to give God a shout out. That's what we do here every day because we believe, hallelujah, when the saints of God come together and we touch and agree that is power in our unity and in our love. So we're going to start with area code 573, last 4 digits. 669, God bless you.
Thank
Good
you.
Morning.
God bless you as well, Bishop.
All right, Miss Mimi, you must have heard me.
Yes, indeed. Well, have a good testimony this morning.
Come on.
Wesley went ahead and decided to, Todd and I, he engaged with me a few days ago.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. God is good.
Yes, ma'am. That's the news. I have to dial in on that one.
Well, praise the living God. I'm so happy, 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 happy for you and for Wesley. I'm just, you know, babe, you just keep on. I felt you, my dear little sister. I said, where is my I called her my daughter. I said, where is my daughter sister friend at? She has not called me. But she was busy getting engaged. So since you were busy getting engaged, I forgive you. I really do. I forgive you. Okay, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. Some heavenly stuff going down. Praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the institution of marriage. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Evangelist Gladys, come on in the room.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, beautiful.
Giving God all the praise and all the glory this morning. This message was just so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Prayer of salvation once.
Yeah, wasn't that gorgeous?
So beautiful for me and to hear it, Lord, and to know that folks have accepted the Lord as their Lord and Savior is wonderful. They're rejoicing in heaven, and I'm rejoicing sitting here in my living room. I get so excited for what's about to happen for them and how life is getting ready to pick up and get started for them. They can see new life on a new day and know that each day is a blessing that is loaded with new blessings. And I'm just excited. I'm excited about the word of God and how it changes things and how it can move. And when it moves, when it starts moving, it's no stopping. It's no stopping for those of us that believe in Jesus Christ. There's nothing that we can't have. And I just give God all the praise and all the glory on this morning and just want to say thank God. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you.
Minister
thank
Tina.
You.
Minister Tina, come on in the room, precious.
Good morning, everyone. Hey.
Good morning.
Oh. What a wonderful, wonderful message. Thank you so much, Bishop, and what a wonderful call of salvation. I just feel so light and bright and thankful and, just everything. I give praise and glory to the Lord. I am so thankful that I have accepted Christ into my heart and that we are here to see another day to be able to worship him. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. All right, Minister Anthony, come on in the room.
Saints, blessed day to all of you. I'm listening and praising Father God for a lot of blessings. And a quick praise report. Spent a few days with my daughter down in the South. And she's a warrior. She's already a warrior at age 12. And there's so many special things that are inside of her. Praise God for that in the Savior's name. But speak on today, Bishop, and what you shared with everybody again. And also praying out to the newcomers. This is where we are right now. You know, we're all now a new creation in our Messiah in Christ. And it's like old things have passed away. Behold, all has become new. Which means that whatever we had going on in our lives, that we were caught up in what is sensible, what's reasonable, what's practical, because that's how we've been trained, traditional. We've been trained in all these ways. But who says these are the things of the Most High God? Because we know when he's a miracle-working God, when he shows out, he's not sensible about it. He's not practical about it. He's not reasonable about it.
Nope.
He's radical.
Always.
When it comes out, it doesn't make sense to you or me. It shouldn't add up. Our math is not his math. His ways are not of our ways. And we have to get going with that. We have to realize that.
That's right.
And those of us who have been believing for a while, that when we are truly in a walk with Father, things are going to change. And that's only when you allow them to change. If you don't want them to change, then they won't change because he is the ultimate gentleman. He does not go back on his word. He gave us our own free will to choose. but he wants us to choose life. And in life is him. There's Jesus. And there's no other way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. But we can't get that if we want to use the word but and push him off and say, but God, I like things the way they are. This is good for me. This works for me. No. Obedience. You say, not my will, Father, but your will be done. That's the bottom line. So these things go out the window if you, me, don't surrender ourselves completely to the Most High Father to put every care, every concern, every ounce, every drip of our lives into his lap, into his bosom, and trust him with everything, with your finances, with your family, with your personal relationships, with any health conditions or concerns, with anything and everything. Absolute. Because he can't do anything for you and me if I don't allow him, if you don't allow him. He will force him out. And then we can't go out and pass the blame on him. Trust in him wholly and truly. We have to. That goes with being a new creation, because he's not a man that he should lie. He will fulfill all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We have to trust in him. We have to believe in him. We can't get on the radio and praise him falsely and then get off hand at the phone and go back to doing the mundane, go back to doing the ordinary, go back to doing mediocre. He's not a God of mediocrity. Amen. He's a God of abundance.
Amen.
Let's not mock Jesus. Let's not mock everything he's done for us. There's no way any of us can begin to imagine when he walked in this flesh, that the hell that he endured for our sake.
Amen, bro.
Let's step out for him. Let's step out for him each day. Step a little higher in the walk of our Savior. Step a little closer to him.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Mother Mitchell, come on in the room.
Praise God. Thank you, Bishop. I'm going to do a little bit of a roll call this morning. Sister Tina, I love you. That opening prayer was divine. I thank you, and I'm sure God is sitting on his throne, and he's saying, Heavenly Father, I thank you for that little daughter down there that gave us that opening prayer. Evangelist Flowers, Zeta Flowers, all that prayer for the altar call was absolutely beautiful, and I thank God for you. The call to the new converts. If I was new to this blessed family, I would want you, Sister Harton, our Evangelist Harton, Pastor Minister Harton, to do the call for the new converts, because it makes the direction and the guidance so easy to follow. You just lay it down, and if they follow that, they're good to go. So I thank God for all the comments and for everything that has been said this morning. It has touched me, and I am one of those whosoever's that we talk about, because we all can be that. Thank you, Bishop. I love you.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. We're going to now ask that Holloway's coming to the room right now, and just give God a word of praise this morning, Apostle and Prophetess.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Prophetess won't be able to be on, but I give God praise, Lord, for all of the comments. The word, it was rich, and we thank God for the new converts.
Yes.
Keep stepping, keep going. As Tyler Perry would say, climb and maintain.
Yes.
Climb and maintain. In other words, pray and worship. And you'll stay in a place with God. You will rise to higher heights and deeper depths in him. We give God praise for you all today. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. All right. Well, I know that Apostle Zeta may be in preparation of her own service, but I'm going to check in with her to see if she would like to have a word.
Yes, I'm here, and yes, I will have a word. It's been such a powerful service. The message was great. We do need to know that we have a Father. We are approaching Father's Day when people begin to think about the Father that they didn't have, the Father that they did have that may be gone on to glory or whatever. But it's wonderful that it was so wonderfully pointed out that we do have a Heavenly Father, and we have access to our Heavenly Father. Praise God. And so that's a blessing, just knowing that we do have a Father. If there has been a Father absent in some of the homes, people can know that they have a Father, a Heavenly Father, that loves them, that cares about them, that wants the best for them. So that the message was certainly a blessing, and all the comments and
beautiful
Minister Anthony, I enjoyed those comments because we need to live by what we know, and we know His capabilities, we know what He will do, and we need to hold on to that, hallelujah, and believe until we see the results. Because that's what He says. Yes, He works miracles, healing. He does all of these great things for us, for His people. And He's available. He's available. He's not a God that we cannot reach. He's not a Father that we cannot reach. So I just really enjoyed the message, enjoyed the call for the new converts to come to Jesus.
Yes, beautiful.
Just everything was just beautiful. Comments and everything.
Everything.
Amen.
So, and now, saints of God, there's still time for you to put your praise on it. Simply press 1 on your keypad on your phone, and that will let me know that you want to come on in the room and put your praise on it. But in the meantime, although you have heard from my beautiful sister and she did a phenomenal job, she's not going to get out of giving her comments, though. So come on back in the room, Evangelist Horton, and put your praise on it now.
Praise God.
That was just,
glory
thank
God.
You for doing your assignment. Now give God your praise.
Well, you know, I thank God for being in my life. I thank Him for making Himself real to me. At this moment, this is not a coincidence. Listening to this program is not a coincidence. We all can thank God for being in our lives and becoming our Father. Hallelujah. But again, I'm just reiterating what I said. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Come on, sis.
Because Jesus died for our sins. We are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So whatever Jesus has, we have. Whatever authority we have because God is our Father. And let me tell you something. God don't make a difference. He don't make
Come
a difference
on.
In His children. Okay? Because the Word says He is no respecter of person.
Of
so
her.
If I'm part of the family, I have just as much rights as anybody else. And my baby says, back to you, so do you. Just trust in God. And I tell you, it works. It works.
Yeah,
glory to
amen.
God. I'm a living witness. Believe God, trust in God, and don't worry about what else anybody else are saying or doing. Read your Word. I read my Word.
Yeah.
Try to get something out of it every day because it'll carry you through.
Ma'am.
I guarantee you. God bless you. I still love you.
Hallelujah. I love her. I just love all the Spirit Alive family. God has truly blessed us with some phenomenal anointed people of God, and it just really fills my heart and soul every Sunday to be able to come together with this beautiful family of God. Hallelujah. And we can just praise our Daddy God together. together and just, you know, we just go up there and sit around his table and give him honor and glory. And we just, hallelujah, allow his spirit to just, hallelujah, come on in and have his way. So we just praise God for all of you that were in the Word Sanctuary this morning, all of you that were listening via Apple Podcast and Stitcher. We praise God for you, all of you that were listening via the chat rooms, your computers. We pray our Skype. We praise God for you as well. And that goes for all of our brothers and sisters all over this world. Just know that we truly love you. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask Mother Mitchell to read us the benediction, and I will dismiss you. Amen.
Thank you. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen, saints of God. Amen. You have been, amen, you have been listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. Hallelujah. And we were just so glad that you were here. We pray that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah. And follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, you can join us for Taking It to the Streets, where our special guest will be Dr. Susan Beavers. Hallelujah. So we just want you to know that we love you. God loves you. Go in peace. You are dismissed. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your week, everyone. Bye-bye.
God bless you.
God bless you. I love you. God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you all.
Love you. God bless you.
Bye, y'all.